call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order dated September 14th, 2020. Please stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Whitehouse?
There are no changes to the agenda, thank you.
Do we have a motion to accept the agenda?
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I too. So the vote of 4-0, our agenda is approved. Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is the time and place of hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening that proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest. Hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, take directions from the chair. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated. It may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. If the applicant is appearing via teleconference technology, the operator will ask for the applicant. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of those standards can be found on the table at the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. Witnesses must come to the podium one at a time, and the podium will be wiped down after each witness. After persons present have spoken with regard to the application, the operator will call for any persons interested in the application who wish to speak. Those individuals will then be sworn in and allowed to speak. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted on or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. After each hearing, a member of staff will exit the chambers and call for any persons interested in the next hearing to enter the chambers before the next hearing. If you are here for a case listed on our old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view or remain online to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. These proceedings are also available to be viewed live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised the decision will not be final until the written decision is approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn off for the duration of the meeting. For the courtesy of those participating via telephone in this meeting, when you are on the line, we ask that you limit other noises such as televisions, music, and conversations with other individuals. I do note also that we have several cases that were left open at the last hearing. Those folks, with the process there, we would call for those cases and we would treat it as a continuation of the previous public hearing, so anyone who wishes to speak would be given a chance to do that. I do note that we did hear testimony, so anything that was repetitive, we could ask that not be heard, and we're asking for new testimony or comments from individuals for, against, however they wish to speak on the matter. So that said, Madam Chair, I'll turn it back to you.
I will read the mask policy. We are adopting a different mask policy, which is informally known as the restaurant rule. If you are seated and stationary and at least 6 feet from someone else, you do not need to wear your mask. However, you may choose to wear your mask. If you move around and come up to the podium, please wear your mask. When at the podium, you may remove your mask to speak. You should put your mask back on to return to your seat. Mr. Whitehouse?
Thank you. Our first case of old business this evening is case number 12,443. Bayshore Community Church seeks a special use exception to operate a daycare center and a variance from the maximum fence height requirements. Sections 115.23, 115.182, 115.185, and 115.210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. And the board may remember this from hearings on August 3rd and August 17th of this year. The record was closed at the previous meeting of August 17th, and no vote was taken to allow Dr. Carson and Mr. Corman an opportunity to review the audio of those previous meetings. Thank you.
Gentlemen, were you able to listen to the record for that public hearing?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Yes, Madam Chair, I was.
And this public hearing, this case, is the record is not open.
That's correct, Madam Chair. This is the
only one, I believe, on the agenda that was not continued at the last meeting because it was only for a limited purpose that we had a hearing on it last time.
Okay. We'll entertain a motion. Or would you like to discuss it?
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12443 for Bayshore Community Church, the requested special use exemption. I believe it's because the proposed use will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties.
Second.
Before we take
the vote, I also note there is a variance request as part of this application as well, Mr. Williams.
Yes. Approve both.
Okay.
Motion is to approve both. The fence.
The daycare. Okay. Dr. Carson, do you second that as well?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for the reason stated.
And I, too, for the reason. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12443 is approved.
Our next case this evening is case number 12,453. Paul Antonio seeks variances from the front yard, rear yard, and corner front yard setback requirements for proposed structures. Sections 115.25, 115.182, and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Garfield Avenue within the Edgewater Acres subdivision. The 911 address is 39176 Garfield Avenue, Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District. And the tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 20.18, Parcel 187.00. Staff would note that specifically the applicant requested a 3-foot variance from the required 15-foot corner front setback for a proposed deck, HVAC, and a dwelling. Staff would note that we have received 5 letters of support, 2 letters of opposition, and 0 mail returns, so that is unchanged from the previous meeting, and the board may remember this from the previous meeting of August 17th. Thank you.
I just happened to notice this. My notes indicate that the variance need is actually 3.5 feet.
Correct. So as the board may remember, the plan showed 3, but the applicant requested 3.5 to allow for any degree of error during construction. So.
Should I call the applicant forward?
Yes, Madam Chair. I think what we
do is ask the applicant if he had any additional presentation that he wished to do, and then after that's completed, then we will just proceed as we normally would, call for supporters and then opponents and then folks over the phone.
Would the applicant like to come forward? Do you have any, and be sworn in?
No additional.
Okay. Are there any questions of the applicant from members of the board? No? Okay. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Operator, is there anyone on the line who wishes to speak for or against?
If there's anyone on this call that would like to speak for or against this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there's anyone on the call that would like to speak for or against this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you. Anything, any other comments before I close the public hearing? I will then close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12453. For Paul Antonio, based on pending a final written decision based on the upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Do believe the property is unique. It's close to tidal waters. I don't think it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I do believe it represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons.
And I too for the reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, your application is approved. Next case.
Our next case this evening is case number 12,461. Matthew E. Broust seeks a variance from the front yard setback requirements for an existing structure, sections 115.34 and 115.182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Maple Lane within the Keenwick subdivision. The 911 address is 38320 Maple Lane, Selbyville. The zoning district is MR, medium density residential zoning district, and the tax parcel ID is District 533, map 19.12, parcel 112.00. The board may remember this from the previous meeting. The public hearing was left open to allow members of the public to comment on the application and to allow the applicant the opportunity to respond to any comments received. The staff would note that we have also submitted additional information to the board in your packets in relation to the schedule of inspections for the property as requested. So the staff would note that we have received two letters of support, one letter of opposition, and one mail return. There is one additional letter that has been received since the previous meeting, and that has also been circulated to the board. Thank you.
Would the applicant like to come forward and be sworn in?
Excuse me, state your name and address for the record.
Yvonne Brooks, 5909 Summit Bridge Road, Townsend, Delaware, 19734.
Thank you. Sir?
Matt Carr, Brooks, Townsend, Delaware, 19734.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Do you have any additional comments?
I think we just wanted to show that they approved everything, and
we just have the plans that we submitted originally that was stamped by the county with the porch on here that was reviewed for the code and that it was approved.
If we take that, you won't get it back. You're okay with that?
I'm fine with it.
Okay, if you want to hand that to us, and we'll look at those.
What's it about?
And And the only other thing that we have available is just the, when we were inspected for different things, we just have pictures of the stickers that we still have up on the windows and the electrical.
We have a record of all your inspections here. And Mr. Whitehouse, would you like to enlighten the board a little bit about this?
Mr. Phillips, pass that around. So to provide a summary, so the full chronology has been passed around, but the board asked for some the key dates for inspections. So as part of permit number 2019-102-64, there was a P&Z failed final inspection on May 12th of 2020. And it was at that point that that we noted that there was a need for a variance. Prior to that, there were footer inspections on October 14th of last year and October 15th of this year. The setback inspection that is undertaken as part of that was actually stated in the notes as not ready. There is no additional detail in relation to that, but framing inspections then subsequently followed further into the winter on December 27th, where it says foundation wall, and there's a note in the notes saying not ready, and there were further inspections on January 6th of this year and January 9th of this year. I do not have the exact date at which the second story porch was added, but and that would be a question if the board so chose to ask, is was it added between those inspection dates? But it was identified and failed inspection on May 12th of this year, and that's what triggered the need for variance. So
that was the last day that we checked.
So when my question is, when they issued those plans to get a building permit, was that front porch on those plans?
So correct, yes, but there was not a survey shown with the building permit application. We've checked what was submitted showing the setbacks, but the building permit was issued with a diagram showing the setbacks in relation to the unit. So it's an aerial photo showing front yard, side yard, and rear yard with it annotated, plus the building permit included the setbacks that were
stated. The concept of building this house on that lot was approved, but it was up to the builder to adhere to the setbacks. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
And who was the builder?
Me.
You
yes.
Hammered the nails in?
Yes. Yep. I'm
you
a general
didn't have
contractor.
Anybody?
I've never run into this before. I sent the plans in. I do a lot of work up in Newcastle County. I know we're not in Newcastle County. But before I can get a permit, they make it go to zoning to tell me if I can do something or I can't do something. So when I got them plans back, and they were stamped and ready to go, you know, no one said anything. He didn't.
So you built this house all by yourself? Is
well,
that what
with my subs, yeah, but yes.
Who was a subcontractor that down here that was a carpenter? Did you have a sub?
Me and my framers. Yes, I was on the job. I did it with them.
Wasn't there a footer poured for this porch?
Yes, ma'am. And it was there when he came out to inspect the back deck footers, because I used the original footprint of the house itself, and there was four footers in the backyard and two in the front, and he looked at them. And
who is he?
I believe it was Junior at that point, at that time.
Because really, if there was a footer and we had a footer inspection, it should have been caught then. Is that correct?
Correct. It was there at that date. And the footer inspection was October 15th of 2019.
So that's when it should have been picked up.
Correct. The setback verification notes on that inspection, there's a note saying not ready. So what the inspector is saying at that point is that whatever was there on that date was not ready for inspection.
Well, then he had to come back, right?
Correct.
He came back the next day.
Correct. So.
And it was must have been ready because it passed.
Correct. And then the framing inspections followed in December. So I have no other notes beyond that note.
I had a failed inspection at the end of the when right before drywall for fire blocking, because you guys don't recognize rock wool as a fire block. he wanted drywall, so I pulled down my rock wall and put drywall in for the fire block. So that was a one fail. And then there was another fail of in Newcastle County, I think, on the second floor, I needed a carbon dioxide smoke detector. And I had one, but I didn't have two where he wanted it. So I changed that out. That was my...
Others, yeah.
And
my big thing is the footer inspection.
Yeah.
Because if your footer was there for that front porch, it should have been picked up then. So that was, okay. Any other questions?
That's what you maintain, is that the footers were there when it happened?
Most yes. Definitely, because I got them put in the same time. I did them the same time I did the
it says on that plan.
The back deck part.
Would that be reasonable, Jamie, that that footer was there for the front porch also?
The applicant is stating that it was present when it was inspected on that date. The notes don't have any reference to it. He just says that the setback was not ready to be inspected at that time. So
I dug them the same day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There was a question about you going and getting the average of the fronts, I believe. Did you ever do that?
We did not do that just because of money-wise, you know. The cost of it.
Okay.
At this time.
Any questions from members of the board? If you can just wait right there, then. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? Operator, is there anyone on the line who wishes to speak for or against this application?
If there is anyone on the line that is in favor or in opposition of this application, please dial 5-star. I have an analyst on the floor.
She would, huh?
Hi, this is Anna Floor. I'm the employee with Suffolk County. I'm just calling in to test the line tonight.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. No one has anything else? Mr. Sharp, did you have anything?
I have nothing, Madam Chair.
I will then close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12461 for Matthew Probst. Did I say that right? This variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of development for adjacent property. The variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief, and I do not want to see these kind people have to go through any more financial hardships to have to tear that down. Mistakes happen. I somehow tend to make them every day, so I understand.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman.
Aye, for my reasons.
Dr. Carson.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, too, for the reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, your application is approved. And I think the county needs to pay a little bit more attention that the house doesn't get all the way built. And then we're here.
Understood.
We could have picked it up at the footer stage.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoy your new home.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next case.
Our next case this evening is case number 12,462. Barbara J. Bainham, trustee, seeks a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements for an existing structure, sections 115.34 and 115.182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Windswept Way within the Ocean Breezes subdivision. The 911 address is 39701 Windswept Way, Bethany Beach. The zoning district is MR, medium density residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 130. 434 map 9 parcel 535.00. The board may remember this from the previous meeting of August 17th, and the record was left open, the public hearing, sorry, was left open to allow members of the public to comment on the application and to allow the applicant the opportunity to respond to those comments. Staff would note that we have also received today a letter and an additional survey from the applicant showing additional setback information which has been circulated on your desks this evening. Specifically, the applicant was requesting a 9.1-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for uncovered stairs. Staff had noted that they believe that a variance was required from the side yard setback for an existing staircase that was required, located in the side yard. Staff would note that we have received one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you. The letter of support is from the Ocean Breezes Community Association, raising no objections to the proposals. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Hutt.
Good evening, members of the board. For the record, again, my name is David Hutt, and I will take Mr. Sharp's counsel at the beginning, and there is nothing to be, we have nothing to add to this application. My client is available by telephone, should there be any questions that they need to answer. As Mr. Whitehouse just indicated a moment ago, the one thing that was put to good use during this time was a couple of board members had questions about the exact distance of the connection for the existing dune crossover, and so Mr. Wallace with Axiom Engineering provided that data on that survey that we provided to you. In addition, there was a question about what the distance was between the right-of-way and the actual front property line, and that information is also provided on that updated survey. And both of those things, as was indicated in the letter, show the exact dimension, which is 4.2. I think we had estimated 5 on August the 17th, so we're very close. And then I think we'd estimated 10, and I think 9.5 feet. So very close on both of those, but certainly, if you have any questions for myself or for Ms. Bainham, she would be available by phone.
The one question I have is that, is if the steps were on the building plans when requesting a building permit?
So we haven't been able to locate the plans electronically. I can have one more check now, but...
Well, while Mr. Whitehouse looks, if I may, tab 6 was the, is a copy of the approved set of plans in the original exhibit notebook, and it is, the front porch is on...
Is on there?
Yes.
The steps?
That's correct. I mean, I did not mean to interrupt Mr. Whitehouse.
And I was about to add that they were submitted on the drawing that was submitted as part of the building permit on May 19th of this year as well, so the steps are shown.
Okay. And this wasn't picked up when, well...
Because the height of the steps are not shown, and they're connected to a boardwalk, I believe they didn't pick up on it at that point.
On the front?
Oh, yeah, sorry, I'm talking about the side, so it's...
I'm talking about the front.
No, they were not picked up. They are open and uncovered, and they may project 5 feet into the yard setback. I don't think it was picked up that they are beyond the 5 feet, so...
Okay.
But there is no annotation on this drawing, but they are to scale, so...
Okay. So that, my reasoning behind that is, Mr. Hutt, that if the plans were submitted and then changed later, then we may have an issue, but if they're submitted and this is what they should look like, and you got approval for a building permit, then how can we tell you no now? So that's my reasoning for asking those questions.
And that was part of the argument that I presented on behalf of my client at the last hearing, yes. I would agree with that, that it was an approved plan and was built pursuant to the plan.
Okay. Any questions from members of the board? Mr. Sharp?
I'm not.
Oh, we're sailing right along tonight. No questions? Is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there anyone here in opposition of the application? Operator, is there anyone on the line who wishes to speak for or against?
favor or in opposition to this application, please tell us why. So. At this time, there is no one who wishes to make further comment.
Thank you. No other questions? I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12462 for the requested variances. I believe the property is unique. I don't believe that the variances will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I believe it presents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second that.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Corman?
Did you forget about me? Aye for the reasons stated.
And I too for the reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, the application is approved. Sorry. I was trying to do two things at one time. Next case.
Our next case this evening is case number 12,463. Joyce Ferguson seeks variances from the side yard, rear yard setback and separation distance requirements between units for a proposed shed. Sections 115.25, 115.172 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Delaware Avenue within the Sea Air Village Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 20043 Delaware Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and the tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 310.00-50594. Staff would note that this was heard by the Board previously at the meeting of August 17th. The public hearing was left open to allow members of the public to comment on the application and to allow the applicant the opportunity to respond to any comments received. Specifically, the applicant is requesting the following variances: a 2.5-foot variance from the required 5-foot side yard setback for a shed, a 3.4-foot variance from the required separation distance for a shed, a 7-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation distance for a shed, and staff would also note we've identified that there is a need for a 4.5-foot variance from the required separation distance between existing accessory structures. Staff would note that we have received 4 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 7 mail returns, which is unchanged from the previous Board of Adjustment hearing. Thank you.
The applicant wish to come forward. Do you have anything more to add to your presentation?
I'm okay.
You're good?
Mm-hmm. And Madam Chair, just while Mr. Whitehouse did note that there was an additional variance, we did catch that in looking at the survey. Just to point that out, there's a movable shed on the lot to the rear, which is lot 72. And in looking at it, there needed to be a variance for the proposed shed from that structure as well. Even though it kind of comes onto this property, we felt that was needed to clean that up. So that's the additional variance. It's nothing, there's no changes to what's been on there. It's just something else we caught.
Thank you. Is there any questions from members of the board? Is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there anyone here in opposition of the application? Operator, is there anyone on the line who wishes to speak for or against this application?
Thank you.
Thank you. There no other questions or comments? I will then close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 12463 for Ms. Joyce Ferguson for the several variances that Mr. Sharp could probably make a better motion for me than I could, but the property is very small, has unique physical conditions because of the size. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood at all. We see several of these for that neighborhood. And it's the minimum variances necessary to afford relief. Mr. Sharp, if you need to polish that, Annie, help yourself.
You spoke quite a lot of
Corman tonight.
Don't get used to it.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Welcome, Mr. Workman.
Thank you.
I guess I should not ask him for a vote because he hasn't been here.
I think we've got a motion on the floor.
Mr. Workman, I think we'd probably like to get settled and join in on the next one, I would think.
Yeah, okay. Be fine.
Mr. Corman?
Aye, for my reasons.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, too, for the reason. So with a vote of 4-0, your application is approved.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Next case.
Our next case this evening is case number 12465. Lisa and Vera Liehenbauer seek variances from the side yard setback and rear yard setback requirements for a proposed garage. Sections 115.25, 115.183, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Shockley Road, approximately 516 feet northwest of Cedar Neck Road. The 911 address is 22134 Shockley Road, Milford. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and the tax parcel ID is District 330, Map 8, Parcel 17.10. Staff would note that this was heard before the Board of Adjustment at the meeting of August 17th. The public hearing was left open to allow members of the public to comment on the application and to allow the applicant an opportunity to respond to any comments received. Specifically, the applicant was requesting a 10-foot variance from the required rear yard setback and an 8-foot variance from the required side yard setback for a proposed garage. Staff has received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail returns, which is unchanged from the previous hearing on August 17th. Thank you.
Thank you. Do the applicants have anything to add? No? Okay. Is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there anyone here in opposition of the application? Operator, is there anyone on the line who wishes to speak for or against this application? Thank you. No questions from members of the board? Mr. Sharp, none. I will then close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12465 for Leah and Vera Lambar. Did I say that right? Kind of close. The variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The variances also represent the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I too, for the reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved. Thank you. Next case.
Our last item of all business this evening is case number 12,466. Jerry and Carol Stewart seek a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a proposed dwelling, sections 115.34 and 115.182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Baybury Lane within the Keenwick subdivision. 911 address is 38261 Baybury Lane, Selbyville. The zoning district is MR, medium density residential zoning district, and the tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 20.09, Parcel 106.00. Staff would note that this was heard before the Board of Adjustment at its meeting of August 17th of this year. The public hearing was left open to allow members of the public an opportunity to comment on the application and to allow the applicant to respond, an opportunity to respond to any comments received. Board of Adjustment members also asked for a survey showing the proposed dwelling steps and HVA system, which has been included within the board's packet. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 5-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for a proposed dwelling. Staff would note that we've received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail returns. Thank you.
The applicants, please come forward.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jerry Stewart, 144 West Independence Boulevard, Newcastle, Delaware.
Carol Stewart, 144 West Independence Boulevard, Newcastle, Delaware.
And you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. And Madam Chair, I do note, as I think Mr. Whitehouse noted, there was a new survey that was submitted since the last hearing.
That's
so
why I asked they come forward.
I think the board may have some questions.
Good evening.
Hi.
I don't see where, though, there's any HVAC or anything. This, the new survey that you submitted, does it have your HVAC, your steps, any of that? And why can't you push the house back any?
It's a 20-foot setback.
On the lagoon?
With the HOA, and they don't give on that on the back, on the rear.
Okay. So, I don't see your HVAC or, it is a small lot, so you would get the small lot setbacks, but.
66 wide, 96. Steps.
You don't have any steps? No steps?
No, the only steps are coming off the deck, and the deck is under, see the out back? And the deck is low. It has to be with under 46 inches in within the, but it can go out to the county 10 feet according to the HOA, as long as there's no over.
So you're here tonight for a variance. We're going to, you know, we'd like to know all the variances that you need so that you don't have to come back.
Right.
You don't, some of these other people, they got their houses all built and then they had to wait for certificate of occupancy because they were.
Well, Madam Chair, I will note two items here. The advertised is only for a front yard setback. So if there's anything to the side or the rear, the board could not entertain that. The applicant would have to reapply and bring that before the board. Okay. Likewise, it's only for a proposed dwelling. So if there were other structures, whether steps or decks or HVACs that needed variance, those would also have to come back to the board. So it's very limited what the board can approve or deny this evening.
Did you hear Mr. Sharp?
Yeah, I heard him. And the only reason I didn't apply on the sides because the HOA, we've gone through two people since this started, they told me there's never been a problem on the sides.
Well,
in fact, the one guy said my house was 5 feet away and it never was a problem. So I never even give that a thought. I mean, because
so the county supersedes your HOA rules
on the sides.
Well, on...
Or all around.
All around.
Yep.
But there's, I couldn't tell you how many houses in the development are...
Well, we'll deal with what you've asked for, and if you have to come back, then you'll just have to come back. That's all we can do. Correct, Mr. Sharp?
Yeah, that's correct. The board is not in a position to be able to grant any additional variances other than a front yard variance for the dwelling, because that's what's been applied for and what's been advertised.
Explain to us why you need the variance. There's five reasons that we have to be convinced of to grant a variance.
The house won't fit on the lot without it.
Could you build a smaller home?
Yeah, but we're trying to get down on one floor. And she got a bad knee, she's knee replacement, a bad knee, and we're both old.
Young chicks.
Yeah, we're young chicks.
Young chicks, okay.
So we like to eliminate, we got, what we have now is an inverted older home, and we're up on the second floor. And if anybody comes around, the kids and all, they stay downstairs where their bedrooms are. So we're up, so we'd like to eliminate the steps and be able to be all on one floor.
So the uniqueness of the property.
Do I need what?
Uniqueness of the property is one condition of granting a variance. Number one, it's a small lot.
Right.
Does the, and it backs up to the lagoon, does it ever flood? Do you have any flooding?
Only during that hurricane.
Sandy.
Sandy.
Okay.
Was when we had problems.
Cannot otherwise be developed. So tell us why you cannot.
Well, because of the HOA, 20 foot in the back, that's for one thing. And the house is 50 feet, so that's 20 and 50, and we need to have 25 out front. And the lot's only 96 deep on one side and 98 on the other.
Okay. Not created by the applicant?
No.
No.
Because why?
We didn't create it because it was already there. The house is, we're still in the same house that was there.
When you purchased it?
Correct. We just renovated inside.
Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
Oh, no, I think it'll improve it.
No, it'll enhance the character. I mean, because there's, they just built a new house next door, they're going to build one across, they just sold a lot in front of us, and they're going up with a new house. And two lots down, they're going to put new houses on there, so it'll fit right in.
Okay, minimum variance. So this is the minimum variance?
Yes, it'll allow us, you know, the first floor living.
Yeah.
With minimal stairs, so.
Madam Chair, may I ask a question?
Yes, you may.
So your existing house is there now, and you're building the new house in the same footprint, or is it in a different footprint?
The existing house is 24 wide, 40 long.
Okay.
And a big deck on the side. And we added the deck when we came there years ago.
Sure. Right?
But the house, we never changed.
Nothing. Okay, so this will be a different footprint from what's there now, then?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
I think they put the footprint or the new house over top of the...
Okay.
No wider than the deck on the right.
Right.
It's just maybe
right,
5 feet on the left,
the
a little bit more.
Right.
Place that's out there now. So you know, but that on that side of the deck, suppose that was the new house, which it would be fit right about there. Mm-hmm. We got to put the air conditioning unit out there, so that cuts into the 10 feet too.
Yeah. Well, we're not going there tonight. Okay. You'll have to come back and see us on another night for that one, if needed. Any other questions from members of the board?
So it's a existing two-story
right.
House.
Yes. Yes.
What's the square footage of it?
Like 800 on each floor. It's 24 by 40.
33%, roughly. Have you talked to your neighbors?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're very good.
Positive.
Very close.
Oh, yeah.
Close.
We're
right. Neighbors and the guy.
We've been there 29 years, so.
Yeah, we've been
town there. Water, right? Or public water? You don't have well?
No, we don't have well. We had the well taken out.
Yeah, we have artesian.
Okay.
And a sewer.
We have sewer.
Yes.
And sewer, yes.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yes, ma'am. The proposed home, the home as proposed on the lot, if built, will require additional variances? I'm addressing that to the county.
So based on the survey that's submitted, this is a small lot within Keenwick, which is not a cluster. So the small lots ordinance would apply because it's 6,433 square feet. So it needs the front because it's less than 30. The rear, it's MR. So the rear is 10 and the side is 10, but they reduced by 5 for a small lot. So the answer is it may only need the front.
Okay, if we could confirm that, because
Well, we can't do anything on the side.
I understand. I just want to know that it, if built, would it require an additional variance at some point down the road? Because I'd like to address that.
I think
we can't do the sides.
Yeah, I think based on what's been proposed here, what was shown on this survey dated August of 26, 2020, would appear that it would not need a variance because the small lot ordinance would apply on the side. The only thing that is not showing on there would be the HVAC to the side. Okay. And I believe from the applicant's testimony that was to the south side where there's more space there. And if I had to guess, those things typically project out about 4 feet, and that would still be within the 5 foot side yard that would be allowed. Mr. Whitehouse can correct me if I'm wrong.
That's correct.
So I think that's typically what we've seen on site plans. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it would appear that the only one that would be needed would be the front yard. It looks to me like the steps, and this would be a question, if I may, Madam Chair, for the applicants. I see on your survey, and I don't know if you have it in front of you, but there's your driveway comes up, and then there's kind of a looks like it projects out, which I think is your garage, and then it looks like there's an indentation there. I presume that's where your steps are. Is that right?
Well, the garage, we enclosed the garage years ago.
No, this is your new
build. Survey, sir. Yeah. So your new survey, if you look on the north side of your lot, right. Okay, that northwestern corner closest to Bayberry Lane.
Okay.
You see that corner?
Yes.
And if you head kind of close, if you head south, you see there's kind of a projection out, and then it does a 90-degree turn towards the house, and there's like an indent there.
Yeah.
That's where the steps are. Right. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
You're going to have to have steps to get into your house, right?
Yes, you're right.
Okay.
Maybe two or three steps, whatever it is.
Okay. But Mr. Whitehouse, it would appear, if that's the case, because these steps are not shown on this drawing, that those steps would not require a variance, because I think they would be at least 5 feet away from, it'd be at least 30 feet from the road, from the front property line.
And the front elevation shows that.
Right.
Yes, so on that basis, the dwelling would not require further variance.
As a covered entrance.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there anyone here in opposition of the application? Operator, is there anyone on the line who wishes to speak for or against this application?
Yeah,
Thank you. Any other questions? I will then close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12466 for Jerry and Carol Stewart, the front yard setback, pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. The property is unique. There was mention of flooding during the hurricane, probably causing them to need to build further to the front. The variance, I don't think it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I also believe that the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to avoid relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Nay.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I too for the reasons. So with a vote of 4-1, your application is approved.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.